Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian. And tonight, we're going to be doing some psychic readings. And anybody that would like to call in and get a free psychic reading, you're welcome to. Right now, there's no other really callers calling in. So I'm going to be talking about the supernatural. About a week ago, I had a dream of an angel that has come to me in a vision, and I was in a car, and in the dream, she told me to pull over to the side of the road, in other words, pull over to the store, and in the store, I began to talk with this angel. Now, did I see her wings? I wasn't sure if she had wings, but she did say that a lot of the angels say that they do have wings, and that a lot of angels do hide their wings, and that she was one of my guardian angels that have come to me for clarity and guidance, and she was simply a guardian. And she told me that every angel has a different authority, a different reason why they're here. There are angels out there that do have a lot of healing ability. There's a lot of angels out there that do have vision ability. In other words, they can see visions. Some angels are not quite aware of their own path at this time, because a lot of angels are just being born into the earth. But a lot of them do know their spiritual purpose, and they know their path. And a lot of them do move forward on their spiritual purpose and path. So, are there angels out there? Yes, there are. There are millions and millions of angels that watch over us every day, you know, from birth until life, until the end. Do they know their own mission, the reason why they're here? A lot of them do. A lot of angels do know their own mission here. And a lot of angels are very, very powerful. The gods are very powerful. If they want to make contact with us, they have to go down into the fourth dimension. Because we are so in the low of the fourth dimension, they have to go down into our level. I do talk about a lot of dimensional things. I have seen angels. I have seen fallen angels. And there are many different types of angels. UFOs, I've seen UFOs. There are motherships out there. And these motherships, some of them can even cloak themselves. They can hide themselves up in the air, or they can they fly, and they basically can cloak themselves even in the ocean. There's a lot of even synchronicities with that, a lot of underground bases where these UFOs can travel. The reason why they have these bases is so that the aliens can travel to those bases. And they do a lot of abductions in those bases. And is the government behind it? We don't know. There could be a conspiracy between black government and government. But there are simply such things as aliens that we are discovering more and more alien life forms on other planets and other galaxies. Am I into the conspiracy of the men in black and the things that are going on now? I am big time into conspiracy and what's going on now, because basically what is going on now is a lot of conspiracy things. I'm also very much into the Matrix. I use what we call Jiltrans, and I use these numbers to deprogram the subconscious mind and deprogram the energetic field. With these programs, everybody has different programs. Like you could have the Twilight Dome program. Now, any time when those programs get activated, whether from the terrestrial or secret society, whatever it is, once it gets activated, you'll feel like you're in the Twilight Zone. And you'll feel like time is missing. Time is speeding up. That's what I like to call the Twilight Zone program. As far as the Alice in Wonderland program, that's usually when we're always in a daze. Sometimes when we feel like we're in a maze and we can't get out of it, that usually has to do with labyrinth program. There are different types of different programs that are out there. Probably, I'd say, over a million in one program. Like, for an example, if you have a program like the dragonfly would go back to the dragon energy, and the dragon energy is reptilian, so that would go back to logic. So logical thinking people, usually people that have dragonfly programs, usually people that wear tattoos with the dragonfly. Like I know a guy that wears a tattoo on his right arm, so that means he has dragonfly program. So dragonfly usually has to do with logical thinking. It has a lot to do with logical thinking and heart booking, like a heart book program. Usually has to do with Tinkerbell program. Now, Tinkerbell has to do with Green Star. So, for an example, every program is tied in with a different element. So, Green Star would be logical thinking. It would be reptilian energy. Usually people that have Dragonfly or Tinkerbell are usually game players, people that like to break your heart. They have that heart hook program. Now, the J has a lot to do with the Umbrella. The J has to do with Umbrella and Dragonfly. Dragonfly and Tinkerbell. So that goes back to when you were a kid, you used to watch Peter Pan. Peter Pan was just another way to mind control people by believing in something imaginary, but at the same time, it was actually programming kids as they were growing up. So something behind that would be NLP, mind programming, putting people in a trance, any type of movie that would have any kind of energetic programming. Gosh, I can name it all. I know a lot about mind control and programming. I'm a hypnotist. I'm a psychic. Anybody that would like to know more about what I know energetically, feel free to call in and get your reading. I'm going to go ahead and take a break here for a moment, play some music, and see if we can get any callers.